John may be out on vacation this week, but that doesn't mean we can't have guest hosts, or in this case, a couple of people. Joining me this morning, Callie Hardy and her mom, Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
Good morning, Tammy.
And good morning, Callie.
Good morning.
And good morning, baby Rosie.
Let's see if we can get something.
Good morning, Rosie.
Oh, she got a smile.
First words right now.
Ooh, she's like, oof, almost. What is that thing? Yeah, I don't like that microphone. It smells. There's people's breath all over it. Callie is a Carlsbad girl. And Callie, tell me what it was like growing up in Carlsbad. Share some great memories from your time here. Because now you're all Nashville and stuff.
Yes, I know. Now I'm so country. It was the best. I have the fondest memories of my childhood and growing up out here. When I explain what it was like growing up to Michael, he's like, are you kidding? Do you understand that that is not normal? I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, so you had surf PE and we could skip class and go to the beach and beach volleyball and all these amazing things. The weather. I mean, it was so great. Like, we had the best time. We grew up right down the street from where I went to school. So, you know,
where'd you go to school?
La Costa Canyon. Go, okay. Mavs.
All right.
I actually just had my high school reunion and that was so fun. So that was really nice. And that brought back a lot of memories.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, but it was so great. I mean, I had the best group of friends and you know how it is. Everyone's so chill out here and always just down for a good time. It's so awesome.
Do you still have best friends from your childhood?
Yeah.
That are still you're super close.
Oh, yeah. I have my core group of girls from back here that I talk to all the time. Mm-hmm. And I see them every time I'm back home.
So after you married a rock star, right? And you're out in Nashville now. Did you find anyone like change towards you?
No.
And I'm not asking you to call anybody out.
No. You know what? I don't think so. Michael and I both are very, very fortunate to have really good people in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Before and throughout, you know, this whole kind of life that we live. So none of my friends have changed at all. If anything,
that's great.
No, it really is. Most of my friends don't even listen to country music. They have no idea. If I put a gun to their head to sing one of Michael's songs, they couldn't do it.
Right.
So that's very nice. You know, that's very refreshing. But also, I think part of that is like the Nashville culture. Everyone knows someone who's a country. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like that. It doesn't really have that same LA feel. So it's really no big deal out there, which is really nice because everyone's in the industry.
That's what I was going to ask you, who some of your core friends are in Nashville. Because I know you're pretty close to Lorna Lena and to Travis Denning.
Yes.
And so how did that friendship come about? How did those friendships come about?
Well, when I first moved to Nashville, and I didn't know anyone. I really was just kind of befriending Michael's friends or their girlfriends or whatever.
Because that's all new to you out
there. Yeah, exactly. Michael, he had a lot of friends at the time just from writing because that was his job, you know. So I met Madison, Travis's wife, just through Michael and Travis, their friendship.
Okay.
And we just hit it off. We got along so well. I met that same night out, I met Ashlyn Wallen, Morgan's sister, and we became really close friends. So they were my two first friends in town. And then everything just kind of started growing. And then, you know, you meet people through events and rights and everything. And I met Lauren and she's so sweet and she's been a great friend. And
I think she's a hoot. She's so funny.
She is so funny. She is so fun. And she's like that all the time. Like, what you see is what you get.
Callie, we're going to put you to the test. 833-287-1037. It is time now for Callie to play for you with Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. All you have to do is dial the phone to get the prize. Callie's going to do all the work. You'll only get a pair of tickets to see Max McKnone September 9th at SoMa. 833-287-1037 with Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON.
Hi, I'm Callie Hardy, and you are listening to John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
That was very good, very professional. Now, Callie, I got to take you back in time. This is how we found out that Hardy was going to ask you to marry him.
Oh, my God.
First of all, listen, before we get down to brass tacks here, as my dad used to say, might we have some breaking news here? You want to explain what's on your mind, Jessica, what you brought up to us?
Yeah, so Hardy, the other day was, I guess, National Girlfriend Day, and you posted to your girlfriend, Happy Girlfriend Day, Callie. Might be one of the last times I get to call you my girlfriend.
Yeah, what about it?
You're not going to comment, are you?
Nope. The only reason I'm not saying anything is because she has a lot of family and friends that are in San Diego, and I just gotta stay close to my cards here.
Hardy is in love, man. This is great.
Isn't that wild?
That is insane.
I like how he was like, you could feel the excitement of him wanting to say something, and then yes. He realized, oh no, I can't do that.
That is so awesome that you guys have that.
That is so him.
Oh my gosh, that just makes my day. That is so funny.
I think he said more to us too, but that we took a lot of it out because he was like, yeah, it's going to happen soon. But
yeah. Stop it.
Because we told him we'd edit it out. So yeah.
Well, we didn't want to blow a surprise.
Oh my God, that's so great.
And it's such a Hardy line. Like, might be the last time I get to call you my girlfriend.
Sure.
Like, it's such a...
Yeah.
It's,
well, he clickbaited everybody is what he did. Everybody's like, what, breaking up?
No, I know. Mom, you texted me after he posted that. It's on your little skylight frame is the screenshot of that Instagram post. I see it all the time. That is so funny, you guys.
Yay.
Oh my gosh.
I love that you didn't know that.
That is crazy. That is so funny.
I love it. 833-287-1037. It's time for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And right now, Hardy's mother-in-law, Sherry, is going to play for you. You'll automatically get tickets to see Max McNown at SOMA on September 9th. And if Sherry beats me, you'll also get $100. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I'm Callie Hardy, and you're listening to John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
Thank you, Callie. Callie also brought her mom, Sherry, this morning. Thank you for being a part of our show today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Your husband, Mike, isn't here, so I'm going to have you speak for him. The two of you, when you found out that Callie was dating this songwriter, musician, what were some thoughts that you had? Or is it even better to fast forward to when he wanted to marry her, what you guys were thinking?
Well, it's so funny you said that, because I'm not sure I've ever really said anything formally to Michael or to Callie, but I remember thinking, when I found out Callie was dating a songwriter, I was thinking, oh gosh, struggling artist. Yeah. This is going to be rough. Like, you know, I had no idea what the world of songwriting entailed. I actually never even thought about who wrote songs until then. I just kind of always assumed that people who sang songs were the ones who wrote them. And I never really quite put much into it. But, you know, we just adore Michael. We love him. I mean, and immediately we hit it off. It was just...
Well, it's hard not to like him when you meet him and get to know him. I mean, you just... If you meet him and get to know him and don't like him, you're the problem, because he's so easy to like. However, you're also thinking about your daughter and her future.
Of course.
You bet.
And, you know, at the time, I mean, Callie had already left and gone to Ole Miss, so she was already gone halfway across the country. And, you know, and we always knew that if she was going to continue dating, that where else could they possibly be or go but Nashville?
Yeah.
So we kind of already knew that was going to be in the works. And they dated for 3.5 years before they got engaged. And so I just remember it was during COVID, and I'm like, Callie, like, when are you guys going to get engaged? Like, this is crazy. It's going to take years to plan a wedding and blah, blah, blah. Like, you have to, like, just do something, like, you know. But when Michael asked us for Callie's hand, it was at the Dustin Lynch concert was it the Mandalay or the Mirage? I forget. And then he had asked Mike, and then Mike...
I think it's really funny that he asked his permission to marry your daughter in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know.
They were all shirtless. They were all in bathing suits.
Yeah. Like, and it was like 110 at like 10 o'clock at night, you know?
Oh my gosh,
110 outside. I just remember my husband, Mike, taking me out into the crowd, and I didn't know at the time that it all transpired between Mike and Michael. And he took me out in the crowd, and when Michael started singing Boyfriend, then my husband looked at me and said, Callie and Michael are going to get engaged. And Michael asked for Callie's hand. And it was just such... And Michael was watching from stage me...
Sure.
And my reaction with Mike, and it was just really special moment.
There's a video of it somewhere. Mom's crying
and Callie wasn't there. Callie wasn't at the concert. It was just...
That was the moment he asked Michael.
Yes.
Or he asked Mike.
We have a lot of Mike and Michaels. Yes, it's hard to keep track.
He asked for permission.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's so great.
And it was super special.
What a bonding moment. Shirtless in Vegas in a pool.
Yeah. Oh, my God. 100%. And I think you guys were all hammered, too, just to add a little spice to that.
I like it.
And
that's
by
so
then,
cute.
We knew him and his family so well, and we adore all of them. And it's been such a blessing in our lives. Honestly, it's been amazing.
It's a great story. Yeah. Well, eventually, every songwriter writes a song specifically for the woman that they love. And we're going to chat with Callie about that at 7:35. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Callie, it's time for you to play for a KSON loyal listener with Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. They're automatically going to get tickets to see Max McNown at SOMA September 9th.
All right, I'm in the zone.
All right, what you got to do is kick me out of the studio.
Adios, Tammy. Right. See you later.
All right, Callie, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to win $100 for a lucky KSON listener. And just a reminder, all ties do go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Dylan and Cole Sprouse turned 33 today. The two are best known for starring in The Suite Life of Zack and Cody on what kids network?
Disney Channel.
Pedro Pascal has parted ways with his stylist just weeks after she revealed she received death threats after his red carpet looks. Just crazy.
Crazy.
Pedro is everywhere right now, starring in The Last of Us, Fantastic Four, in which massively popular Star Wars series that also stars Baby Yoda.
The kids are upset. Mandalorian.
Boy bander Brian Luttrell is suing a Florida sheriff's office for allegedly failing to remove trespassers from his beachfront property. Which boy band is Brian a member of?
Oh, no. This is so bad. I was not into the boy bands. Okay. NSYNC.
Adam Sandler says Carl Weathers Backstreet was set Boys to have a massive role in Happy Gilmore 2 before his death. Weathers played Chubbs, Happy's mentor, who was missing which part of his body?
I've never seen this movie. Michael would kill me. A leg?
And finally, Basic Instinct is getting a reboot treatment with original writer Joe S. Nope, we're not even going to say his name. With the original writer penning the script. Which actress starred in the original Basic Instinct?
Basic Instinct?
Mm-hmm. It was probably before you were born. Very unfair question. I apologize.
Oh, no.
You've done
gotta,
so well so far.
I got to throw a guess.
Literally okay. The only one I could help. I
oh,
could help
God.
You with.
Okay. Oh, no. Rip.
All right, Tammy. Callie did 2 out of 5 today.
Oh, my God. That's
it was
terrible.
Dinner what you thought afterwards, but we had already moved on.
Facts. Oh, sorry. No, I got to.
I didn't hear it. All I heard was, oh, my God.
I didn't hear
so
it.
So we're good.
Okay.
Tammy, Dylan.
I knew it.
Dylan and Cole Sprouse turned 33 today. The two are best known for starring in The Suite Life of Zack and Cody on what kids network?
That would have been, is it Nickelodeon or Disney? Dang. Disney.
Disney is correct. Callie got that. It is 1-1. Pedro Pascal has parted ways with his stylist just weeks after she revealed she receives death threats over his red carpet looks, which is crazy.
People are so stupid.
I know. Pedro is everywhere right now, starring in The Last of Us, Fantastic Four, and which massively popular Star Wars series that also stars Baby Yoda?
The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian is correct. Callie also knew that. We are tied at 2. Boy bander Brian Luttrell is suing a Florida sheriff's office for allegedly failing to remove trespassers from his beachfront property. Which boy band is Brian a member of?
I get these all mixed up. I never know if it's NSYNC or Backstreet Boys or what's the other one? Degrees? I don't know.
Degrees.
Isn't it something? No.
Those degree guys.
Brian Luttrell is with NSYNC?
Personally offended.
I know.
It is Backstreet
Jessica's
Boys.
Just like, how do you not? I never get them right.
I'm a massive Backstreet Boys girl.
Man,
and every time you get it wrong,
I know. I'm
I feel
sorry.
Hurt.
I know.
Right? Like, it's like, we're not even friends. So it's fine.
It's like, do I even know you?
It is still tied at 2. Adam Sandler says Carl Weathers was set to have a massive role in Happy Gilmore 2 before his death. Weathers played Chubbs, Happy's mentor, who was missing which body part?
Boy, I don't remember, so I'm just going to guess. I'm going to guess he was missing hand. Okay.
Hand. His hand.
Oh!
He's missing his hand. Because remember, the alligator ate it off, and the alligator just died, too?
I've... never really seen that movie. I've only seen parts of it.
I thought I was going to get lucky with that one, and you were just going to throw a crazy guess out there.
Callie didn't get it either. She said leg, so it is 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Basic Instinct is getting a reboot with the original writer penning the script. Which actress starred in the original film?
The original was Sharon Stone.
That was unfair to Callie because she for sure was not born then.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Well, that doesn't mean you don't know some classic movies. True. You know.
I fell hard on that one.
Michael would have known it. Michael's amazing. He knows all the music from decades
You would think he's 90 years
all
old.
All movies from decades before.
Really?
Oh,
like,
he's
things
big old
that I watched,
stuff.
He was like, oh, I've seen that. Yeah. I was like, what?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Let me just get this out of the way.
There you go.
My name is Callie from Nashville. And I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Callie Hardy is my special guest today, along with her mom and baby Rosie, as John is out on vacation. And Callie, I've been wanting to ask you about this because I know that it's deep and it's personal, but I don't think you'll mind sharing it with Callie's song.
Oh.
What was it like the moment you first heard that song?
Oh, I had a mental breakdown in the car. I was sobbing uncontrollably. I didn't know. It was a total surprise. He had been writing it, I think, for that year. Mm-hmm. He'd kept it from me the whole year. And then we were just riding around in the car. He really wanted to go for a ride. And that's usually when he'll play me new music because everything just sounds good in the car.
Oh, absolutely. And just for a little backstory, and if you just to help people remember, Hardy's bus had this terrible accident. Mm-hmm. He was on the bus along with the driver and...
The driver, his manager at the time, and our photographer, videographer, Tanner.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a terrible accident. And they're so fortunate that... Mm. They survived, but there was a lot of injuries and a lot of healing that had to happen first. And obviously the song for you was born out of that.
Yeah, it was. And I had no idea he was writing it. He took me on this drive and he was like, you know, I have something to show you about, and played me the song. And I was touched at the beginning of it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was so sweet and thoughtful. And then it got into that. The part were about the bus.
Yes.
Oh man, I lost my mind. I just boohoo cried like into my hands. It was so emotional. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I love that song. I think it's so sweet and it will always mean so much to me and just so much to us as a couple and like where our relationship was at the time, because our wedding was a month after the wreck. Right. I was on my bachelorette when it happened. So so that song will always be very, very meaningful to
me. Well, and it's more than a love song.
Yeah.
It's a life song.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I mean, that's just, it's a moment in history that clearly imprinted on him. And Michael's a pretty romantic guy, isn't he? Not like out with people. I mean, you know, you don't just see him on stage and think, wow, what a romance guy.
Yeah.
But I have this feeling deep down he's a very romantic guy.
He is. He's a very sensitive person, which a lot of people wouldn't gather from like his artist persona, you know? But I mean, it comes out in ways that he knows how to express it. So like songwriting. Mm-hmm. He does. He's an emotional guy, but he does have a little soft spot for romance there, for sure.
Another reason why having a girl first was great.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I mean, it just...
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
She just... It's like she's sewn in his heart.
Yeah.
Right?
100%. Yeah. 100%. I know. I can only... Everyone's always like, when is he going to write a song about Rosie? And I know the day is coming, but he...
Sure.
He waits until the perfect moment for all of this stuff. He doesn't just like willy-nilly write a bunch of love songs. He always says he's not good at love songs, but I disagree, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, he when he writes it, he means it. It's going to be the best version of that song, as written, as great as it can possibly be. He is a perfectionist about them.
All right, coming up next, are Callie and Hardy going to have more babies?
Hi, I'm Callie Hardy, and you are listening to John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Do y'all plan on having kids?
Yep.
How many?
Maybe four.
Okay, so that's from your Instagram stories when you were answering questions.
Okay.
That people were asking, and they had asked you and Michael if you were going to have babies, obviously way before you had little Rosie.
Yeah.
I want to know, is Michael still thinking four kids? Are you still thinking four kids?
That's the plan.
That really?
Yes, and she is, all she's doing is making us want 10. I mean,
literally.
She is the best baby in the whole world. So four seems like no big deal. If they were all like her, but we know better. We know the second one is probably going to be scary. But.
Okay. So I'm going to ask your mom this. Sherry, is she the best baby in the whole world? Now I know, you know, it's your granddaughter. I get that.
Yeah.
But you've had children. You've had several children.
Yes.
And you've gone through several baby times.
Yep.
Is she a good baby?
I mean, hands down. I am in awe.
It's freaky.
Easygoing. Just such a chill baby. My kids, Callie and her sister Maddie, were not at all easy
demons.
Infants.
So she has PTSD from us.
I really do. So I really don't like it at all. If she even starts to cry an ounce of tears, I am just stop, give her anything she wants, like make it stop. Like, but
yeah, and that never happens. Lucky for you.
So. And I mean, I could say I've heard her cry maybe twice in the last 4 months.
It's insane.
Okay. So I was going to ask what life is like for you as a new mom, but most of us are really freaking jealous that it's been super easy
for
you.
Literally. It's not even fair to talk about, honestly. I'm like, I know this is so not normal, but she's the best. She smiles before she even opens her eyes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
No exaggeration.
Oh my gosh.
She is just a little, like truly a little bundle of joy. She is the best. We have so much fun with her. She is an angel. She is so funny.
And I just see Hardy as being a very, very good dad.
He's so fantastic. Oh my gosh. He seriously is the best. He's great. He takes care of me and her, which I think is really important. Like in the very beginning, he was such a great caretaker for me, and he is over the moon and obsessed with her. So he has been the best dad. It's
super
hard for him to be away. He doesn't like it.
Oh, I bet.
It's sad. I know he's sad right now.
I feel like having a girl first was the right thing too.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
His mom said the same exact thing.
Yeah.
I know. He kind of, like deep down, I knew he wanted a boy.
Sure.
But he says
now. But
you're
going to have four.
Totally.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the second that we found out she was a girl, he was like locked in full girl dad mode. And now he says, he's like, I can't even imagine having a boy at this point. He is so all in on the girl.
He is.
And I told him, I was like, anything that you wanted to do with a son, you can do with a girl.
Yeah.
And then it's 10 times more badass.
Right.
And then she's the cool girl that can hunt and fish and do everything. So
absolutely.
He's like so excited about that.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. She's absolutely lovely. And I can't wait to hear when the next one's coming.
I know.
We'll let you know.
Okay. You didn't just let something out there, did you?
No,
okay.
My God.
All right. I was
Are you just kidding? Is that even possible? I don't know. That's scary.
Just double checking you weren't giving us a little hint behind the scenes. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thought we might have had a big scoop there. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We're trying to call Hardy this morning. Michael Hardy. His wife, Callie, is here. Callie has also brought her mom, Sherry. They're my guest hosts because John is out on vacation. Is he good about answering the phone usually?
He can be.
Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Oh,
now.
My
the
goodness.
The person you're trying to...
That guy.
Michael.
All right, moving on. I want to chat with you quickly, Callie, about when Hardy was just here doing his tour at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater. It was just something I observed being in the audience because I got to go as a fan. I wasn't working. And Hardy's got all different kinds of sides, from that rock guy to, you know, to the real country thing. And I'm looking at the crowd and it's just all different ages and all different kinds of people. And part of me expected it to be super rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And sometimes that goes off the rails. And I was shocked that it didn't. In a way, and you know, because everybody's out tailgating and stuff, and we know how it goes sometimes. The thing that hit me the most is when he was singing and everybody's dancing and singing the song with him, I felt like everybody there was so proud of him.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? I felt like everybody was like, God, we love you so much. And we're so proud of you. You're here in this amphitheater.
Yeah.
And this is all your fans. And it felt like all this love from the audience was going
to
him. You know what I mean? I was really kind of overwhelmed by that. And I was looking around and I said that to my husband, Kurt. I'm like, look at everybody. They love him so much.
Oh, that's
you know?
So sweet. I mean, it does feel like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he feels that. I feel that. Like, everyone feels that. Everyone says that about their fans. Oh, we have the best fans. He has the best fans. And we were just talking about this. He's changed so much as an artist. And the fans that he has today are people that have been with him when he was, like you were saying, super country. Then he went rock. Now he's a little bit of both. And, you know, he's gone, his music is very complex and has gone a gajillion directions. And these people, they love him for him as an artist. They're not there for one thing or another.
Yes.
And you really do feel that. Like, they would support him in anything that he did.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. That means a lot that you would say that. I mean, that's very, that he would, that would make his day to hear that.
And it's not just about filling the room or people being excited to see him. There was this genuine feeling. Sherry, you were there.
I said the exact, after the show, I said the exact same thing. I said there was an energy in there that was unlike a lot of concerts that I go to. I just felt that they were there truly to just support immerse themselves and support him.
Yes.
And they love it all. Mm-hmm. It's not just one facet. It's all of it.
Yep.
It just, it really just sat in my heart. You know what I mean? It just settled in
there. Well, to even notice that in the first place is enough, you know? Because, like, think about how many times you've gone to a concert and you just don't even, that doesn't even cross your mind.
Right.
That in itself is very meaningful and very special.
Well, and I've been to a million of them, and I'm a huge, like, Keith Urban fan. And you know all the women and men, too, but the women, really. We all love Keith Urban. But it was a different feeling. It was that the whole audience was hugging him as he performed. Do you know what I mean?
That's so beautiful. That's what chokes me up.
Yeah.
That is really sweet.
I'm so glad I got to experience that. I really am.
Thank you for saying that. And I mean, that's all I could ever hope for him. That just makes my heart feel so full that you said that.
It was lovely. And I'm so glad I got to share that with you.
I'm so glad you did. That, like, makes my day. That's so sweet.
Right. Tammy's mother-in-law, Sherry. Hi.
Hello.
We are here to play Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And here's the deal. You are playing for a KSON listener. No matter what, they're automatically going to get tickets to see Max McNown September 9th at SOMA. But if you beat me, they're going to get $100 thanks to you. Go ahead and kick me out of the studio.
Adios, Tammy.
All right. Good luck.
All right, Sherry, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. Get more right than Tammy. You're going to win $100 for a lucky KSON listener. Okay. And just a reminder, all ties do go to Tammy, okay?
It's Michael.
Oh. Wait, is that Hardy?
Yeah, that's her.
You're on the radio.
I'm on the radio.
You're live. Live at KSON.
I forgot you're doing that today.
We were just doing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge when you called.
Let's just ask the questions.
You can be phone a friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
If she needs any help, we're going to ask you the question.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Starting off this one, I hopefully both of you guys will know. Ella Langley was starstruck when she first met Eric Church. Name the country star she recently did a duet with called You Look Like You Love Me.
Riley Green.
Oh, come on. Easy.
I got it. Yeah, she got it.
Okay, so there we go. This one, actually, I am so glad, Hardy, you just called because I know you're going to know this one.
Okay.
Ozzy Osbourne's daughter-in-law posted a heartfelt tribute to the legend over the weekend. Within 5 years of not going over, how old was Ozzy when he passed?
Okay.
Does Michael know?
Do you know?
I'm just going to go right in the middle and say 75.
Okay, good.
All right. Jennifer Love Hewitt responded to a viral feud rumors revealing she has not seen or talked to Sarah Michelle Gellar since she was 18. The two starred in what recently rebooted slasher film?
I know this.
Okay.
Wait, can I ask help again?
Yeah.
I know what you did last summer.
The Pitt on HBO Max was nominated for 12 Emmys this year. Actress Taylor Dearden stars in the show as Dr. King. Her family is no strangers to Emmys, as her dad won 4 for playing Walter White in Breaking Bad. Oh. Who is this actor?
That's easy.
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, there you go.
And finally, months after filing for divorce, Jessica Alba has reportedly begun dating Captain America's Danny Ramirez. Alba is the founder of what massively successful baby and beauty company?
Honest.
Okay, Tammy's coming in.
Want
to see
a phone a friend?
Yes. So we had a call in the middle, so we decided to do a phone a friend. And
Thank God,
because guess who's on the line?
Hi.
What up?
Hey, you finally called! Yay!
This was not staged at all, by the way. I swear to God.
Okay. All right. So am I playing you?
You're playing Sherry. Sherry's famous redemption round.
All right. Here we go, Sherry.
And let me tell you, between the two of them, 5 out of 5.
Oh my God.
Okay. We're really giving Tammy a run for her money today.
Yeah, really making her work today.
Jess is not going to tell me if I'm right or wrong until the very end.
Okay. Correct.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go. Ella Langley was starstruck when she first met Eric Church, and even more amazed when she slid down his sunglasses and said hello. Name the country star she duetted with in her breakout hit, You Look Like You Love Me.
Riley Green.
Ozzy Osbourne's daughter-in-law posted a sweet tribute to the legend over the weekend. Within five and not going over, how old was Ozzy when he passed?
Michael knows this one. I'm going to say 70.
Jennifer Love Hewitt responded to viral feud rumors revealing she has not seen or talked to Sarah Michelle Gellar since she was 18. The two co-starred in what recently rebooted slasher film?
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
The Pit on HBO Max was nominated for 12 Emmys this year. Actress Taylor Durden stars in the show as Dr. King. Her family are no strangers to Emmys as her dad won 4 for playing Walter White in Breaking Bad. Who is that actor?
That's Bryan Cranston.
And finally, months after filing for divorce, Jessica Alba has reportedly begun dating Captain America's Danny Ramirez. Alba is the founder of what massively successful baby and beauty company?
The Honest Company.
All right. Well, I'm not going to go one for one.
Okay.
But I will tell you, it's real close. Let's go back to that Ozzy Osbourne question.
Oh, God. This is going to kill me, right?
I'm so glad Hardy called at the right time.
Okay.
He guessed 75. You guessed 70. The correct answer is 76. That means Sherry got the point.
Oh, Sherry got the point.
I knew that he was in the 70s, but I just knew 75 would touch 70 or 80. So,
oh, that was smart thinking.
Smart thinking. He's always thinking.
That means, Sherry, you've been waiting years to be able to say this.
I'm Sherry from Carlsbad. I graduated from Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I'm Hardy from Nashville, and I helped Sherry graduate from Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
There we go.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is on vacation. Hardy's wife, Callie, has been joining me as a guest host, along with her mom, Sherry, and Callie and Hardy's new baby, Rosie. And now we finally get to talk to Hardy. He's got a brand new album coming out on September 26th called Country Country. You know Hardy.
What's up?
So you finally called back, Hardy. It's nice to hear your voice.
Oh, that's so funny. When you were talking about calling and never answering the phone, I thought you were talking about my wife.
Michael,
okay.
Is that a common thing with you?
You know, we've gotten a lot better since we customized our ringtones to ring even if the phone is on silent.
We've addressed it.
And now that we have a kid, it's definitely gotten a lot better. But back in the day, boy, there were some times where I was like, I need you to answer the phone, babe.
Dude, you are singing my song because my husband, oh my God, anytime like I'm texting him or I call him, one time I called him 13 times in a row and sent 4 texts. And then I get home, he's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, do you not have your phone?
That's literally
because if he tries to call me or text me and I don't answer, he's like, what the hell? What's going on? I was worried sick about you.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, oh. So I know I share your pain, honey.
Okay. I feel understood.
Okay. That's all that matters, right?
Drama.
Anyway, how are things?
I'm good. My best friend is out on the road with me, and we just played a round of golf, and we're just going to go hang out. We're playing a Country Thunder Festival out here, and anyway, we're just having a good time. It's like 75 degrees. The weather's beautiful here. So we got lucky with the weather. So I'm just enjoying a little bit of cooler weather since I can't enjoy it like you guys do every single day out in San Diego.
Catch a walleye for me if you do any fishing.
Ooh, all right, cool.
They're the best eating fish, I swear to God.
Really?
Yes, I love walleye.
I had it. It's really, really, really good.
Yeah. We've taken up enough of your time. Thanks for letting us chat with you, and it's good to talk to you, and your baby is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I was literally going to ask where my little child was.
She's sleeping.
Wait, no.
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't even know she's here. She's being so good, per usual.
So good. Yes.
She's such a good little baby. Well, you guys, don't let me hold you up. We're going to go. I'm going to go hang out with the band. I haven't seen them in a while, but have fun. And yeah, good to hear from y'all.
All right.
Have fun.
Adios.
Honey. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Callie, love you.
Love you.
Answer your phone. No.
Yeah, I know. Lesson of the day.
When he knows.
He doesn't
that she's
even call
me. He just bypasses Callie's and says, "Can you please calls me?" And says,
"Yeah,
can you please have Callie call me?"
I think there's a lot of spouses who can relate to that one for sure. Remember, Hardy has a brand new album out called Country Country, available September 26th. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. All right, ladies, I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Callie, Hardy. Married to Michael Hardy and Sherry, her mom, also Hardy's mother-in-law. Thank you for being my co-host these last 2 days.
Thank you for having us. It's been amazing. Yeah.
And if little Rosie could talk, I'm sure she would say she had a blast too because she got the best naps ever.
Yeah, she loves it in here.
She'll come back anytime.
Yeah.
Thank you, Auntie Tammy.
So, Callie, besides Hardy having a brand new album coming out September 26th called Country Country, you can pre-order right now. What's on the agenda for you guys?
Gosh, well, we're going to be on the road a lot. We are going to be out on tour with Michael. We have the tour is going through September, and then we have some fun travel planned ahead of us, and we're keeping things open with Rosie, so yeah. We're just kind of, you know, trying to be flexible this next year, yeah. But I mean, really, more than anything, we're just looking forward to soaking up all the time we can with our little Rosie girl.
How does she do on tour?
She loves it. We took you babyfy the bus and yeah. We put a little bassinet in the bunk. It is mm-hmm. the cutest thing ever. You zip them in there at night.
Aww.
So they're like locked in the bunk.
Yeah.
She loves it. She sleeps so sound. She loves the rocking, the humming. It is like her favorite place.
Yeah.
Sherry, you got anything fun planned for the year?
Just going back and forth to Nashville to see my little grandbaby.
Yeah.
I love her.
How often do you go?
Honestly, this past year, I've been half the year already.
Yeah.
So, and in fact, Mike and I bought a little house while we were waiting for Rosie to arrive.
Oh, you did? I was going to ask if you were planning on buying a place since you're there so much. I mean, obviously, you have to be close to her.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And it's been amazing. And so we're just having fun right now, like getting to furnish it and go back and forth and see Rosie. And we've been really fortunate because they've been out here a lot when with Michael starting his tour on the West Coast. And it's all been such a blessing. And now I have all three of my daughters in Nashville.
Oh, wow.
So I'm literally...
How did you manage that?
I know. Well, they're all so very close. And I think after Rosie arrived, they weren't going to be anywhere else but in Nashville. So all the sisters are really close. And that just makes me so happy. So I feel very blessed.
It's been an absolute blast having you here. Thanks for being open and ready for anything I was going to throw at you. I don't think we did anything too crazy. So you lucked out there.
Of course. Yeah. We're always... We had a great time. Yeah, we'll come back anytime.
Open and ready.
And Sherry, congratulations on your redemption win in the College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Yes.
What year was that that you played me and lost on Schwarzenegger or whatever?
I was just thinking about that. I was a sophomore
in high school.
Oh my gosh. So it's been a while.
2013 or 2012. I remember it like it was yesterday. I have the entire recording on my phone. I have to send it to you.
Stop. Really?
Yeah, I do. I filmed the entire... Well, I skipped my first period to listen to it.
So they could hear it.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah. Freaking out. Oh, and so I was like, I can't go to school now. So I waited in the car listening on the radio.
And you wrote her a note for being late, right? I mean, it was an obvious reason.
Oh, yeah. It was on auto. I might have probably just photocopied one and just said, here, use these at will.
You don't even want to know how many times I was late to school listening to Tammy's College. I would do it all the time.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, that's great.
No. How could I ever forget that?
Safe travels, ladies. Thank you so much for helping host John and Tammy's San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.